Why Smart Real Estate Investors Use a Private Banking Policy by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Dead dollars between deals. Earn inside the policy while borrowed capital works in real estate. Your cash between deals is bleeding you dry. Not from fees, not from bad investments, just from sitting there, doing nothing, while you wait for the next property. Real estate private banking solves this. Instead of letting capital park in a savings account earning 0.5%, you run it through a properly structured life insurance policy where it earns 6 to 8% historically while staying available to deploy the moment the right deal shows up. That's what the most sophisticated real estate investors figured out a long time ago. The rest of us are just catching up. The dead dollars problem that BRRR investors don't talk about. The BRRR method, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, is a brilliant capital recycling strategy. The problem is the gap between the refinance and the next buy. That cash lands in your checking account, earns nothing, and now you're under pressure to put it back to work fast. Ryan calls this the itching to deploy problem. When money sits dead in a bank account, you feel it. You rush deals you shouldn't rush. You accept terms you'd normally walk away from. Urgency becomes the enemy of quality. A banking policy fixes this by eliminating dead dollars between cycles. Your capital stays productive the entire time, earning inside the policy, while you wait for the right deal instead of the next deal. Patience becomes affordable. Here's where it gets interesting for BRRR specifically. Most investors use a HELOC or hard money loan to fund acquisitions. Both options cost you. A policy loan works differently. You borrow against your own cash value, and the full cash value continues earning as if the loan never happened. You're double dipping. The borrowed dollars are working in real estate, and the dollars backing that loan are still compounding inside the policy. That's not how a HELOC works. That's not how hard money works. In those structures, $1 does one job. In a banking policy, $1 does two jobs. IUL for real estate investors. What good structure actually looks like. There's a legitimate criticism of IUL you should know about. Most policies are structured wrong. Agents often build them with a large death benefit and a target premium that maximizes their commission rather than your cash value. A bad structure creates a gap of $400,000 or more in actual cash value over 30 years compared to a properly structured policy. That's not a product flaw. That's an agent flaw. A properly structured IUL, max funded with minimum death benefit and the right carrier, is a completely different animal. The goal is to buy as little death benefit as legally allowed, which pushes as much of your premium as possible into cash value. That's the version that actually works for real estate investors. Carrier selection matters just as much as structure. Carriers can raise or lower cap rates and costs whenever they want, and some companies use high introductory caps to attract clients and then quietly reduce them once the premium dollars are locked in. The carrier we recommend first at BankLight has the strongest track record of managing this in the policyholder's interest. Rate integrity, over time, beats a flashy number today. If you want to understand the full mechanics of how this works as a banking strategy, the overview at /beyourownbank/ breaks it down step by step. The math that changes how you think about capital. Say you sell a rental property and net $150,000. Sitting in a bank at 0.5%, that's $750 a year while you look for the next deal. Running it through a properly structured banking policy, that same $150,000 can historically earn 6 to 8%, depending on market conditions that year, with a floor of zero, so you never lose principal to a down market. Now you borrow $120,000 to fund your next acquisition. The full $150,000 keeps earning inside the policy while your $120,000 goes to work in real estate. The loan isn't a liability in the traditional sense. It's closer to an asset because on average the cash value earns more than the loan costs. Historically, policies earn 6 to 8% and policy loans run 4 to 5%. That spread is your arbitrage. You're using the insurance company's capital to fund deals while your own capital keeps compounding. This is the and not or principle. The policy isn't a replacement for real estate. It's where every dollar waits between deals, working instead of sitting idle. This has been a Lightstrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.